It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just exactly like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Oh, I was looking at so many things as I was coming to this place today. I'm thinking of you. I do like to look, don't you? I have something to show you today that helps people to look real closely at things. It's not a telescope. Nope. It's sort of like two telescopes. It's called binoculars. See this one and this one? Binoculars, two. And these are the places you look into. And I think I'll look at you. Ooh, boy, I can see you real close. Why don't you try looking at me very closely, okay? With the binoculars. Can you see my eye? Can you see it? Can you see my nose? Mm-hmm. How about my other eye? How about my mouth? It's good to look close. Looking is one way of learning, and learning very well. Yeah. In fact, binoculars are one of the things that bird watchers look with so that they can see the bird very, very closely, closer than they could with their own eye. Mm-hmm. I've been looking for Mr. McFeely today because I asked him to bring me something. Maybe we could just look in the binoculars and see if we might be able to see him in the neighborhood somewhere. You see him? Oh, there he is on his bike. Oh, he's always in a hurry. Sure is. Let's ask picture on the wall if Mr. McFeely might be coming toward our place. Picture on the wall, would you kindly tell us all, is Mr. McFeely on his way here? That says yes. Good. Well, about when will he get here, do you suppose? Count to 17. Okay, let's count to 17. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I don't hear him. Look at the window. Let's look at the window. He's over there.
Good day, Mr. Rogers. Good day.
Hello, Mr. McFeely.
You sure count well, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you. Do you have what I asked for?
Oh, yep. A mighty big delivery outside on the porch here, Mr. Rogers. Would you like to see it?
I surely would.
I'll bring it right in to you there, Mr. Rogers. Here you go. A nice big book there for you, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you very much, Mr. McFeely. Could you stay?
Oh, no. I must go off, Mr. Rogers. I have a lot of deliveries today in the neighborhood.
I see. Well, how much is your delivery today?
Just three today, Mr. Rogers. I have a lot of deliveries today, so I'll just charge you three, all righty?
I saw you riding on your bike. One, two, three.
Okay, well, I thank you, Mr. Rogers, and good day.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
See you around the neighborhood.
This is what I asked him if he'd bring. It's a book that I've wanted to read to you. It's called Looking for Letters. It's a rather big book, and as you can see, there are lots of letters all over the front and the back. And this book tells about what letters look like. Mm-hmm. Do you ever wonder what big letters look like? Like an A looks like a teepee for an Indian and things like that. Well, let's just start the story, okay? You are someone who likes to look for letters, and you happen to be out in the forest, and all of a sudden, you see a great big A. At least you think it's an A, until you come up closer to it, and it turns into an Indian teepee. You knock on the teepee, and a bee flies out. You think it's a buzzing bee until it sits on your shoulder and starts talking to you. And then you know it's a talking bee. Bee tells you a long story about lots of things, and it gets to be nighttime, and you look up in the sky, and there's a big letter C. But it's really the old moon, and you say it's time for bed. So you go to sleep in the teepee, and so does B. But C stays up in the sky all night long. While you're sleeping, you have a dream about an Indian whose name is One String Three Feathers. He plays songs on an instrument that looks like the letter D. He has just one string, and the Indian has three feathers in his headdress. You think his feathers look like an E, and they do. In the dream, somebody steals one of the feathers. And this makes the Indian's headdress look like an F. Well, One String Three Feathers finds a gold earring on the floor of his teepee, and the earring looks like a G. One String Three Feathers says, "Whoever stole my feather must have dropped this gold earring. So I will go out to hunt for him." By and by, One String Three Feathers sees something that looks like an H. As he comes closer, he sees that it's really two thin gentlemen shaking each other's hands. But what's that he sees on the gentleman's ear? It's the other gold earring. And what's that he sees in the man's pocket? It's something that looks like the letter I. Yes, it's the lost feather. One String Three Feathers walks up to the two gentlemen and says, "I want my feather." The gentlemen are frightened, and the one jumps on the other's shoulders, and then together they look like a great big letter I. One String Three Feathers finds a big fishing hook on the ground that looks like the letter J. So he uses it to hook the missing feather, and One String Three Feathers runs back home, and that's the end of your dream. Just as you wake up, you see something that looks like a K walk into your teepee. It's a soldier who says that he's lost. You ask him to sit on the chair that looks like an L. He does, and he tells you that he got lost when he came to two big mountains and a valley that looked like a great big M. He said there was lightning in the sky that looked like the letter N. So he was very glad to find your teepee. You ask the soldier what his name is, and he says, "Oswald," with an O. You talk about the letter O, And Oswald thinks it looks like a snowball. And you think it looks like a face before you draw in the eyes and nose and mouth. As you're sitting there talking, suddenly your bed falls down and Oswald takes something that looks like a pea and uses it for a hammer. It makes a lot of noise, and it wakens up a cute-looking pussycat that was sleeping on the other side of the teepee. By now it's morning, and you tell Oswald that you will take him back home if he wants you to. He does, so you both say goodbye to B and Q, the cat. On the way home, you both look for letters because you both like to, and you find an octopus that looks like an R talking to a snake that looks like an S beside a telegraph pole that looks like a T. A horse comes along and kindly offers to give you a ride. And when you look down on the ground, you see the marks that his shoes have made, and they look just like the letter U. When you get off the horse, you try to make a U too, just as the horse did, and you find that you can do it if you don't let your heels down. So you and Oswald walk on the fronts of your shoes and make a lot of U's. As you get closer to town, you see a flower bush with two new flowers on it. It looks just like the letter V. Before you can stop Oswald, he picks the flowers and he puts one on you and one on himself. And then you're at your hometown. It seems that everyone is glad to see Oswald and you. The orchestra plays, and the conductor's long tail coat looks like a W, and the bows on the violins look just like a lot of X's. You tell Oswald this, but he seems to be thinking about other things. You walk beside Oswald, and as he goes up the ladder to his rocket ship, he makes a speech, and everybody cheers and hugs you and plays music. And all of a sudden, somebody counts backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. And Oswald's rocket takes off. And you think how much faster it goes than a kite. But they both look like a Y to you. You've done a lot of things today and seen a lot of letters. So you go home and tell the people you like about the A that was a teepee, the talking bee, and one string, three feathers, and Oswald and his Y-looking rocket. Then somebody says, "What about the letter Z? Didn't you see a Z anywhere today?" And you say, "I'll look for one of them tomorrow." And so you do. Looking for letters. Do you think that any of those letters looked like things you had thought of? Why don't we make a lot of U's together and walk right over to the telescope? Remember how they made the U's without putting their heels down? Boom, boom. The telescope looks like a little eye. It had a dot over it. Or a big eye. Let's see if it's time for the trolley in the neighborhood of make-believe. Yep, there's Daniel's clock. And the museum. And X's tree and Henrietta's house and the factory. There comes the trolley. Yep, we're right on time for the trolley. Come on in, trolley. We're ready to go with you. Yep. Hi, Charlie, how are you? Good. We'd like to go to the neighborhood of make-believe today and see what's going on in there. Would you take us, please? Good. In we go.
What did you think I was?
I thought you were a new fountain or something, or some rain coming down.
Well, I could be. Just a moment.
Oh. Oh, that's a shower.
Perhaps a little.
Oh, thank you. And, oh, that feels so good. Oh, right back there.
Oh.
Little bit of an itchy stripe.
Must be a new one.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Feels so good.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. Oh, give me one more shower, will you?
Another shower?
Yes. Oh, lovely. Oh. I remember once when I was a wild tiger.
Do you remember that far back?
Oh, sure. And there used to be this flock of snow geese.
Oh.
My, they were pretty. Just like you. Yeah, do a little more of a snow goose, will you? But I'm not wild anymore.
You aren't.
No, I'm tame. I don't growl anymore. I'm tame. I'm tame. I don't prowl anymore. I'm tame. I know right, I know wrong. I say thank you and please. I remember to cover my mouth when I sneeze. I don't growl anymore. I'm tame. I'm tame. I don't growl anymore. I'm tame. I use napkin and fork at each hamburger feast. And I act like a gentleman, not like a beast. I don't growl anymore. I'm tame, I'm tame. I don't prowl anymore. I'm tame.
Oh, I like you tame, Daniel Tiger.
And I like you in any costume you have.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm off.
You're flying off?
Pardon me. There's a snow goose feather.
Oh. Farewell, snow goose feather.
Farewell, Daniel.
Farewell, snow goose.
Farewell, tame tiger.
Farewell.
What kind of bird is that? X, X, teacher, teacher.
Are you calling Lady Elaine?
Yes, wait till you see this bird over here.
Hey, boy, is
it... What kind are...
Oh, it looks like a snow goose to me.
I thought it was a blue bird of paradise.
What? What? Oh, you're Lady Evelyn, aren't you?
Oh, I'm a snow goose. You were right.
What do you mean, Lady Evelyn?
Lady Elaine, just one moment, please.
Oh, you're in a costume.
Yes, I am.
Why, dear me. Dear me, in a tree.
In a tree, in a costume.
Oh, you're just beautiful in a costume today. Oh, nice. You know, I've been teaching Lady Elaine about birds.
Oh, I know.
And here you are. Well, now, take a good look, because that's what a snow goose looks like.
Pretty dear.
Daniel says I look more like a fountain.
Hey, make yourself a fountain. Boy, you can do anything like that, can't you? Oh, it must be fun to get dressed up in costume.
Oh, it is.
Sure it is, but I'd rather learn. I'm a serious thinker.
Oh, I know you are, Lady Elaine.
As a matter of fact, I've learned all sorts of birds this week.
Yes, she has.
How many, Lady Elaine?
Oh, now let me see. There's the owl, canary, golden eagle, dove, gull, woodpecker, Baltimore oriole, razorbill, bob white.
Well, very
wonderful.
Good.
Yes, I've been studying one at a time, though.
Well, that's the way to do it. That's the way to learn all of them.
She was trying to learn them all by magic, all at once.
I remember, but...
Doesn't work.
Look how many you learn just by doing them one at a time.
That's right. Owl, canary, golden eagle, dove, gull, woodpecker, Baltimore oriole, razorbill, and bob white.
Wow.
Are there any particular birds beside the one you're being today that you like? Which?
See if you can guess.
Yeah, okay. Hey, that looks like a swan along in the water.
Oh, it is.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, good for you. You know so much about birds, X.
Well, I ought to. I am one.
You surely are.
Can you make yourself do a peacock?
I can try.
Yeah. I love to see a peacock.
Looks like it's a smart kind of a bird.
Sort of.
Peacock.
Sort of.
Oh, boy, I just love learning things, don't you?
I surely do. As a matter of fact, I even like to count.
To count?
Yes.
Well, so do I.
You know how to count well?
Quite well.
Oh, good.
Want to see?
Yeah, please.
One and one are two.
See that?
Two and two are four. Four and four are eight. And eight and two are ten.
Hey, that's pretty.
One and one are two. Two and two are four. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Oh, that's great. That is just great, Snow Goose.
Oh, the part I like the best. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Would you like to hear me do it in Snow Goose?
Oh, I'd love that.
That's great. Would you like to see my flashcards?
Your flashcards?
What?
Flashcards, yeah, I've got them.
Oh, I'd love to see them.
An old wise owl left them for me one time when he was stopping by this tree, and I'd just like to show them to you.
Oh, I'd love to see them.
Okay,
wouldn't you,
I'll
Lady
get them.
Lane?
Oh, I sure would, dear. It's fun to learn, isn't it? Fun to learn.
It is.
Oh, dear, what a beautiful week. A beautiful week in this neighborhood.
Oh.
There they are.
Must have been a very wise owl.
Well, they're flashy anyway.
They sure are. This is how the numbers look. One and one are two.
Oh, nice.
Two and two are four.
That's a four.
Four and four are eight.
Great.
And eight and two are ten.
Nifty.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
I love flashcards, don't you?
Oh, they're just beautiful, X. Here you are.
Thanks so much.
Take
good
care of them.
Isn't that a red-throated loon over there?
on.
Oh, I don't think so, Lady Elaine.
Well, that's the trolley, Lady Elaine.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I thought it was a red-throated loon.
Well, I'm going to fly over to the castle. Goodbye, friend.
Goodbye, friend.
Oh, goodbye, red-throated loon. I thought it was a red-throated loon.
Lady Elaine thought the trolley looked like a red-throated loon. Do you know what a red-throated loon looks like? I don't either. Let's ask Picture Picture. Picture Picture on the wall, would you kindly show us all a picture of a red-throated loon? Huh. Well, I can see, you know, that might be the front of the trolley going along. Well, X the Owl is helping Lady Elaine learn her birds. Lady Aberlin is helping all of us with our number. One and one are two. Two and two are four. Four and four are eight. And eight and two are ten. One, two, three, four, five. Six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Do you know what that says? Well, if you don't know now, you'll know someday, because somebody will help you learn to read. You don't just learn to read by yourself. It says, it's time to go. Well, our week together is over, but we'll be together on Monday, and I'll be thinking about you tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Oh, two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Have a good weekend. See you Monday. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET. The National Educational Television Network.